The DATA Act was supposed to bring a new era of transparency to federal spending by having all agencies report financial information in the same format. The deadline for implementation of the DATA Act is still 6 months away, but now officials say the final product won't be quite perfect. Joining me with an update, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. DATA Act, Meredith, is not going to happen or not quite happen the way people envision.
I would say the latter. As a reminder, the goal of the DATA Act is to standardize federal spending reports, and that makes it easier to follow where money is going, if you're Congress or even another agency. And transparency for taxpayers is also a benefit of this, for those who want to see where their dollars are actually being spent. Now, the full implementation deadline for the DATA Act was set for May 2017, and the Office of Management and Budget and the Treasury Department, which are the ones handling the implementation. Now, they said they come in every few months and have a check-in with Congress, and this was one of the last ones for this session and also likely the last of these check-ins for OMB Controller Dave Mader.
And I know he believes in that act pretty strongly. What did Congress learn from the latest check-in?
Well, what they learned is that on May 2017, it's not going to be perfect. Here's Treasury Fiscal Assistant Secretary David Liebrich.
While Treasury's aspect of the implementation is on track, there are still a significant amount of work that needs to be done to meet the May 2017 milestone. Our team has been working to complete the data infrastructure, support the new website, develop and the new and improved USA Spending website, and work with the agencies to facilitate their submissions. And we'll continue to work with them over the coming months. But in my experience over 25 years in federal government, these types of implementations are not simple or even perfect, even when well-planned and well-managed. The data will not be flawless or fully complete in May, since this is the first time this has been collected and linked in this manner. While much attention has been paid to the May deadline, I think it's important to note that May is just the beginning.
That was David Liebrich, the Treasury Fiscal Assistant Secretary. And now he mentioned there's a lot of work to do from other agencies, and that was the subject of a new Government Accountability Office report that was brought up at this hearing. The GAO found that 19 of the 24 CFO Act agencies, those big agencies, are continue to have trouble in implementing the DATA Act, and mostly for four reasons: systems integration, a lack of resources, evolving and more complex reporting requirements, and a lack of guidance. Now, Paula Roscona, the Director of Financial Management and Assurances Issues at GAO, told the Oversight Subcommittee members where they had this hearing that her office has already received the Defense Department's IG report on DATA Act readiness, and the department plans on requesting an extension. I guess a bunch of agencies can have 3 6-month extensions, and the letter hasn't been sent yet, but they're already asking for an extension.
So no wonder it's going to be incomplete if half the agencies are asking for extensions.
Exactly. The GAO report also pointed out that there are still problems with the DATA Act's two-part pilot that covers federal grants and federal contracts, or procurements. It's a requirement of the Act, and the Department of Health and Human Services is handling the grant side, and the Office of Federal Procurement Policy is leading the procurement side of things with the help of GSA's 18F. Now, according to GAO's report, OMB worked with HHS and GSA to redesign parts of the pilot. And while the revisions do help, the procurement plan doesn't clearly describe or document how information related to payroll reporting will be relatable to procurement reporting. And now that's an important issue there, because payroll contains personally identifiable information, or PII, and that's an issue. Here's OMB Controller Dave Mader.
The HHS pilot for grants is well underway, and we fully expect that the final report on that study will be issued in 2017 in August. As we have discussed, and as my colleague from GAO has testified, we've made the adjustments to the procurement pilot. Unfortunately, when we began developing the tool that was going to actually host the ingestion of this data, we identified some concerns around the robustness of the cybersecurity aspect of that system, and we've had to actually restart that process. And as GAO has mentioned, we don't anticipate starting the actual data collection now until either late January or early February.
Mader said they'll issue an interim report in August of 2017, and they'll continue to collect a full year's worth of information and then modify the report later.
what was congressional reaction to all of these moving parts and all the non-relatable parts of the data and problems with the ingestion tool?
They are concerned. They want to see transparency and accountability of federal spending since they're the ones handling the budget. But a big issue for them, along with all the things that you just mentioned, is the transition. And the Congress members who were at this hearing, several of them brought up the importance of continuity and not letting whatever progress has been made on the Data Act either slow down or get totally lost in the transition. I should say that some of the progress has been made includes the establishment of a data standards committee. And in September, Treasury updated its broker system. And what the broker system checks is that submitted data follows a standardization and also make sure that that data is accurate, which is also very important.
I guess it is. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Appreciate what's going on with the Data Act.
Thanks, Tom.
You can find all of our ongoing stories on the Data Act and a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Still to come on Federal News Radio, somebody's got to herd the cats. And when it comes to category management for professional services, that job falls to the GSA's Tiffany Hickson.